This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. This morning, firefighters are assessing the damage in an East Cambridge neighborhood where a large fire jumped from one building to another. Yesterday afternoon, heavy flames engulfed multifamily buildings, including a former church that had been converted to condos. This morning, the city's mayor said about 60 families were forced from their homes. A half dozen first responders suffered minor injuries. WBUR Steve Brown was on the scene yesterday and joins us this morning for this update. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sharon.
First, describe this neighborhood for us.
Well, it's called the Wellington-Harrington area of East Cambridge. It's not far from Kendall Square. It's densely populated with triple-deckers and all sorts of wooden residential structures with very little space in between them. The city's mayor says it's one of the oldest neighborhoods and calls it one of the more economically diverse neighborhoods.
Well, tell us about the scene there and what the firefighters faced.
Sure. Firefighters from dozens of communities were called in to help. I saw a fire apparatus from Everett, Lynn, Brookline, Waltham, even Weston on the scene last night. It took about 6 hours to contain the fire. The biggest challenge was early on when high winds whipped up flames and embers. 11 buildings in all were affected. Cambridge Fire Chief Gerald Reardon says, despite all the damage, this could have been much worse.
This looked like a ball of fire across the street. Looked like something you would see in a war zone when they first showed up. The fact that it happened in daylight, and people were up and around and cognizant of what's going on versus sleeping at night, was obviously something in our favor. So again, at the end of the day, even with that fact, we were very fortunate that we're not looking at serious series of fatalities here. That's the good news.
So Reardon says in his 40 years in Cambridge, the city has only had 3 or 4 fires of this magnitude. He adds that they have a lot of work ahead of them.
We have to have the building officials get in here in terms of what is safe. We need to get some access in here for the utilities to further make repairs so we can get the neighborhood back. We have State Fire Marshal is on the scene along with our investigators. They have been working constantly, taking interviews since this started, photos, evidence. They'll continue to work with everyone. This is obviously going to be a long, protracted investigation in terms of determining what caused this fire.
So, Sharon, some witnesses said that the fire started in a residential building that was undergoing some renovations, although the state's fire marshal, who was on the scene last night, says that they don't know exactly at this time what started the fire.
We're told some 60 families were forced from their homes. What's being done for them?
Some were sheltered at Cambridge Ringed Latin High School. Others were taken in by family and friends. Now, officials pointed out that many families are dealing with this upheaval just as the holidays are approaching. Cambridge Mayor Denise Simmons explains what's being done to help them.
The Red Cross has already given their support. Our local interfaith community, our restaurants have lent their support. The school department are going to make sure that the children's lives are not interrupted. We'll be going to our community-based organizations to see what they can do to help, and we're going to start a fire fund. People that want to give money for families that may not have had insurance or don't have enough insurance or just have a lot of incidentals that they need to have met.
Mayor Simmons says soon after the fund was established, they had already raised $28,000, and you can contribute by going to the city's website, cambridgema.gov.
Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
WBUR Steve Brown. This is 90.9 WBUR.